Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say intruder, but we do have an alert. You know, first of all, good evening and welcome once again to Madame Perry's Salon. Right here inside the virtual genie bottle, I am your host and groove mistress, Madame Perry, but you can also call me Jennifer Perry or Jen or JP, because most of you know where you are. You're regulars. You've been here before. You've got a home. You know Madame Perry's Salon. It's a podcast with more celebrities than the inauguration. It's a podcast that loves you. And we've been having so much fun. So I want to say thank you. It's because of you, because so many people have been listening, downloading, subscribing, whether you subscribe on Blog Talk Radio, Apple iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast FM, Last FM, whatever is your preferred platform to listen to podcasts. You've been subscribing and sharing with friends, and it means the world to me because it's great to see how many people listen and the comments, and that I'm able to bring people to you to entertain you, to inform you of new things, and just to enjoy. That's what I want to do. What was it? Last week we had Rod Pyle, who he was a lot of fun. Rod is an expert. If you missed it, he's an expert in NASA jet propulsion systems, written several books about it. He's even worked on some shows like Star Trek Deep Space Nine and things like that to get help with the accuracy of some of the space travel minutia. Also, we had Mitch Levy, the AHA guy, and he will help you get your book out there to make you a thought influencer. So people will listen to you when you talk, and you'll have the book to prove it. Also, let's see, we've had a lot of musicians. Rye Bradley, country singer out in, more like country kind of rock out in L.A., and go to his website, ryebradley.com. You know, he's got a song called The Next Aldean Show, which refers to when country singer Jason Aldean was performing in Las Vegas last year during the horrible shooting, mass shooting. And all the money made from selling that song, The Next Aldean Show, goes to charities to benefit the victims of that horrible tragedy. So, yeah, lots of good people. And, oh, my gosh, this week, Monday night, we had August McLaughlin, and you may know her podcast called Girl Boner, and she has a brand new book called Girl Boner. So we were talking all about women's sexuality and health, and I don't know. This show gets more and more fun for me, so I always appreciate everything that you share with me. Last night, Brett Wright, suspense author in Colorado Springs, got his brand new book, Nasty People, and about his detective, Nasty, also known as Nate Jepson. We always love having Brett here. He's one of our favorite regulars. So we got that. We got lots more stuff coming up next year. Even Bootsy Collins next year. I am so psyched about that, too. So, just thank you. I just feel so blessed to have this podcast and to have you out there listening. Now, listen, you know, tonight, if you're listening live tonight, it is Wednesday, December 19th, 2018, and that means it's coming down to the end of the year, all the holidays and the parties, and everything is packed together, and everyone's excited and they make plans and they have fun, but then they're also getting stressed out. And maybe because of all the pressure and all that has to be done on your to-do list, or maybe it's because, you know, you're going to be around maybe some people with your family where their things aren't so good. And, of course, you know, when a country's as divided with politics as we are now for the last few years, yeah, people have always made, a lot of people make jokes about, well, I want the Thanksgiving table, the Christmas table, or whatever be fun this year. But, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. And I am so psyched to be able to introduce someone. And, you know, I've been putting this all over my social media, so you know, I've been ready for this, and I'm ready to share this with you. My guest tonight is an author, inspirational speaker, and she's the author of the book Freedom is Your Birthright. She's the founder of Everyday Peace, which is a platform where she helps and inspires others to build the life of their dreams. And let me just say this. This lady, she teaches by example. Because I've been learning a whole lot more about her, too. So let's get started with my guest tonight. I am so delighted. Please welcome for the first time to Madame Perry Salon. You know, we're here inside the virtual genie bottle, so just come in, find a cushy place to sit so I can introduce Dr. Drayvon James. Welcome, doctor.
Hello. Hello. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I am thrilled to have you here. I have been so excited about this. I've been watching your YouTube channel and reading about you, and I even posted some other things today, but I'll get into that later. First of all, you're just so people know more about you, you're a pharmacist.
I am, 28 years.
Wow. You don't look that old.
You can't. You're so kind.
You're a prodigy.
Oh, I wish, I wish. No, 28 years the hard way.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Congratulations. That's wonderful. And so I have the information that where I first learned about you was that, you know, you also you got a doctorate. Your doctorate is in pharmacy from Creighton University. You worked as a pharmacist, like you said, 28 years, so you say. I don't believe it from the pictures, but anyway. But anyway, you know, you've always been interested. You know, your medical career is very important to you, and you also have a strong interest in personal development, and obviously you have a driving force within you to help other people with their personal development. And you also have theatrical aspirations, it said here, but they were more than just aspirations. And like I said, I'll get to that later. But right now, tell us about, you see, the founder of Everyday Peace, a platform. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, Everyday Peace is a platform that I developed some years ago, and I got to tell you, it was kind of by accident. I worked as a consultant for most of my career as a pharmacist, and at the end of my pharmacy lectures, as you said, I've always been interested in just the internal part, just people's lives and how we could get to a very good place that we wanted to create for ourselves and how to create that. So at the end of my pharmacy lectures, whether I was talking to doctors, nurses, patients, whomever, I developed the Everyday Peace segment. So at the end, I talk about something that talked about creating the life of your dreams. It had nothing to do with drug therapy. It was just something that I put together. And after a while, people really started resonating with that. I'd spend an hour talking about drug therapy, and I'd spend like 5 minutes on this Everyday Peace component. And one day I got a call from one of the centers that I lectured at, and they asked me to be the keynote speaker at their event. And I said, fine. I figured they wanted me to, you know, do a drug talk or something. And they said, then please don't talk about any medication. We really want you just to really focus on that Everyday Peace thing that you do at the end. And so that's how I really got enthusiastic about putting it out there more so and more so, because it's something that I believed in wholeheartedly enough to incorporate into my professional talks about drug therapy. But when I saw it really resonating and helping other people, I said, okay, I really got to take this leap and really try to take this message further for more people.
How fantastic. And that had to I'm thinking that had to have been a very wonderful feeling to have people ask you to invite you for that part of your talk.
It was quite, I think I always wanted to do it, but, you know, you just never know. If people think you're like a Looney Tune or something, you know, are they really getting it? But I could tell from the questions that I would get at the end of the segments that people were really interested. You know, and it wasn't just one particular set of people. Like I said, the lectures went from doctors to nurses to patients. People just were interested, and they would ask me questions after questions. And, you know, of course, I spent 28 years studying pharmacy, but I spent probably more than that, well more than that, studying peace, just studying different, reading everything I could about how to create this life that I thought everybody deserved, including myself. And I just found through the years that everything I read at the essence was saying the same thing. And that's what I started taking to people, and it just really, people just really resonated with it. And that, of course, it's been working for me, so I was happy to get invited out to talk about it on a larger scale.
That's magnificent, because I see that when I've watched your videos on your YouTube channel, you know, I always start off going for research. And then when I get caught up in things, and it's not just looking for research so I'll know what to ask or what, you know, where to go with the conversation, and I get caught up in things, wait, I got to take notes. Wait a minute, I got to rewind on that on a personal level. You know, it so much resonated with me, and I just thought, okay, I'm really lucky tonight, because there were things that were very, very important to me. I noticed you emphasize self-talk, or how we treat ourselves and how we talk to ourselves, something you call pro-level self-love.
Yeah. It's so important. You know that I was on a show yesterday, and they were asking me, one of the questions they asked me was, how do you help someone who's been, you know, depressed, or maybe not clinically depressed, but just in a down state for a long period of time? And I started off by saying, you first have to show up in tip-top shape yourself, because it is from the overflow that we do everything. So this pro-level self-talk is so important, because the most important voice that your ears will ever hear is your own. The most influential voice, no matter what you think, that stuff that you're telling yourself about you, about your place in the world, about how you are perceived by yourself and others, is the thing that you, the internal part of you, believes the most. Someone can come around and say, no, you're the greatest, and you keep telling yourself, oh, you're just mediocre. No one's ever going to listen to you. That's the voice, that's the part, that those are the lessons that really sink in. And if you're not communicating in truth with ourselves, we'll have the total opposite effect of what we want out of life. We'll say we want this, but our self-talk is telling us and convincing us that we want something totally different. So developing self-talk is essential. It's like, number one, number one is get to know yourself. Just listen for a little while. No judgment, no condemnation, no blame. Just listen. Just get to know yourself. So often we don't even know ourselves. We know who other people think we are, or who we should be, but we don't really know who we are.
You're right. I guess we don't always even think about that.
We don't. Isn't that amazing? The only person we're guaranteed to go through this entire journey called life with is us. People are going to come and go. And so often we know more about our children, more about our significant others, more about our best friend. But when it comes to ourselves, we don't spend that much time. We kind of take ourselves for granted. But we are the most important earthly formula, ingredient.
It's one of those things that's kind of like smacking me between the eyes, like it's so obvious, you know, why didn't I see that before? But I like, you were talking about self-love, about really self-love on every level, how to make sure we rest, about nutrition, about our spiritual part of us.
It's all important. We are a full being. People often ask me, how do you do so many things? And we are full, you know, just a full person, and we have to feed so many different aspects of our personality, of our being. But we can't do that if we're not eating properly. If, you know, they say junk in, junk out, so true, so very true. You know, and eating properly, I know, you know, is so expensive to, you know, to buy fresh and this and that. But you eat on the level that you can, buy as much fresh as you possibly can, you know, really, we do. I don't think there's any diet in the world, and I don't mean diet for weight loss. I mean diet for living, that says to you that the more processed food you eat, the better off you're going to be. Right? So we all know that processed food, we want to just start taking that down in our diet, less and less stuff that comes in a bag or a can or a jar or a box. Less and less of our grocery bags need to be that.
And I noticed you also talked about, and this really, really intrigued me, Dr. James, was that about when you talk to yourself, stop and if I get this wrong, please correct me and forgive me, but about stopping, being quiet, breathing slowly, closing your eyes, and talking lovingly to yourself.
Oh, my gosh. So important. One day, and I hope all the listeners try this, just when you're sitting for a quick second, realize, just stop and listen, no judgment, don't put any judgment on it, and realize how much screaming, internal screaming you do at yourself. Now, we don't need that, because if you're in traffic, someone else is screaming at you. If you got teenagers, they're screaming at you. You don't need to also scream at you. You want to treat yourself as lovingly as you would treat, and people laugh at me when I say this, especially my mom. I said, you know, I treat myself the way I would treat my, if I had a middle schooler or elementary school child. I said, just that lovingly, you know, if you have a third grader and they come home and they're upset, you don't yell at them and tell them to get over it or anything. You sit with them. You rub their back for a minute. You get them to calm down. Let them know that they're safe until they can pour out. You don't rush them there. I said, but too often we do that to ourselves. Oh, you shouldn't be upset about it. Oh, get over it. What's wrong? No, no, no. Mm. You are the most important person in the relationship with you. And guess what? That energy attract an attractive pattern. Because if you start to treat yourself that way, you'll start attracting people who treat you that way.
Ah,
it's the energy that you give off.
Yes. Okay, well, that makes excellent sense. So as I was saying earlier, you know, people going in the holidays, and I'm already talking to people, and you're already talking to people, I'm sure hearing people talk about, it's that point where it's starting to get tense, and if people get out, there's a lot more to do on their to-do list, whether they're shopping for food, gifts, something to wear to a party, getting ready geared mentally, maybe to be around people with whom you didn't resolve all your issues from last year. And then with all of that, people get out in traffic and they're feeling even worse. What is it that we can do to, I don't know, whether just like dial back or let go of the bitterness or the kind of ease out of the chaos, or what can we do?
So,
or maybe resentment about all of this. Well, I'm stuck in this Christmas thing, and I don't even want to do this anyway. You know, how do we get ourselves out of that?
Yeah, it's so important, because Christmas, like every other day, is a precious day in our lives, right? So in leading up to it, you know, it has its happy points, but there's a lot of anxiety. And the first thing I tell people is this: understand the difference between just having the holiday stress, understand it within yourself, or being in another category where there actually is some emotional disturbance. There's something there that may need some type of clinical attention, whether it's talking to a clergy person or a really good friend, listener, a family member, or seeking the help of professional, because that is real around this time, because people are experiencing the pain of loss, which becomes very, very heavy around these holiday times that focus so much on family and friends. And, of course, if there's a loss of a family member or a close friend, it can be very, very difficult during this time of year. And there's a number of other things that could really, really lead you to needing that extra layer, beyond tips and things that we're going to talk about. So if that's you, I would say that the most loving thing that you can do for yourself during this holiday season is to seek out a safe place to discuss what's going on with you openly. Again, whether that's clergy, you know, trusted family or friend or a professional. So that's the first thing. Now, for the rest of us who are just caught up in all this, the lines, I am nowhere, I've never this far behind in doing any Christmas shopping. I'm usually done before Thanksgiving gets here. I literally only have two gifts. So I was at the mall, running from one mall to the other mall. And I did that, today is Wednesday, so I did that on Monday. And I watched people and the stress on their face. And, of course, you know, I'm getting to stores and they don't have my son's size. And, of course, when you wait to the last minute, you have to expect these things. But here is the thing. Always remembering why. Why we choose to celebrate. Why we choose to participate. You got to be intentional. You have to be intentional about knowing your why. Knowing your why. No judgment, no condemnation on what your why is. Some people say, you know what, I just want to outdo my sister. Probably not the healthiest why, but know what it is. Because we want to be careful that we set these financial boundaries. We have to do that because you don't want to wake up January 3rd and find that you were almost out of debt, and now you're triple what you were before the holiday season starts. So make sure that part of your stress management prescription is to put boundaries on your financial spending for the holiday seasons. You know, get comfortable with that, really, really comfortable with saying this is what I'm going to do and whatever I'm going to, you know, work within this boundaries. And it's not really all about the gift giving. I know we say that every year, and we still go out and buy all of these gifts. But it really isn't about the gift giving. It isn't really about even the food, really, right? It's about this day, whether you're a religious person and you take it from that perspective, or whether you're a person who just takes the day to reconnect with relationships that have, you know, been sort of not as close as they could have been all year round. The gifts are rarely, you know, we talk about little kids, yes, but as we get older, we know that there's probably nothing someone's going to buy you that you couldn't have bought yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the gift. It's the relationship. So really, really get peace about that. Know what you intend to create big for stress busting. And I say that for those people who are going to be traveling and going to family functions where there's going to be somebody there who you are not really comfortable yet being around. Maybe you've had a big argument in the past or there's some kind of friction there. And in order to enjoy that event, my biggest advice to you is to know what you want to create. Because remember, freedom is your birthright. You walk into that event, you have the opportunity to create anything that you want to create. No, you can't control the other person. But if you go walk in there and say, you know what, I want to make sure I get a chance to see my Uncle Bob. I haven't seen him in a whole year or two, and I want to do that. Then you are at that event for that. You're at that event for that. So be intentional about why you're doing things. It makes swallowing the hard pill easier. And another little crazy tip I want to give you, which I know people laugh at this all the time, but it works. If you have some type of tension between you and someone else, be the first person to speak and smile. First person to speak and smile. You seek it, and I don't mean that kind of smile, you know, the one that says, you know, with your, I got a dagger behind my back, say the wrong thing, not that smile. But you be the first person to speak and smile, and you'll be amazed at how it puts everybody at ease. Does it make all the problems go away? No, but there are people at that party who also know there's some friction, and they, you know, they're hoping that things go well when they see you extend that grace. There, it just calms everybody down, and then people can relax, and you can go back to being mad at each other after the party's over and the very next day. But for that party, it helps to keep the dinner together, and everyone can relax and have a good time because you came to have a good time too.
Mm-hmm.
And don't rob yourself of that.
Maybe you'd be surprised, too, when you do that, if maybe it does take a little of the hard edges off of it, you know, and kind of smooth some things. Just kind of put yourself in the situation and be the first to smile and to speak and to say, so glad you're here, you know, and got here safely and everything. It can kind of help you be a bit. I also wanted to ask, too, since you just mentioned this, I was going to ask, your book is called Freedom is Your Birthright. Oh, and by the way, now I got to stop. I'm sorry. If you want to, if you're listening live and you want to talk to Dr. Drayvon James, the number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. Blog Talk Radio says it's a toll-free call in the continental U.S., or for my people who can't get away to a phone, maybe they're got to be quiet, they're at a day job or something like that, you know, you can always send me a message at Jennifer Maudette Perry on Facebook or Madam Perry Salon on Facebook. And by the way, I've had some people listening in saying, yeah, I'm liking this, but don't forget, it's not all Christmas. Some of us celebrate Kwanzaa and Hanukkah. Yes, I'm sorry. We're thinking about you, too, and everybody's included. So bear with me, folks. But, yes, thank you. Yes, we are thinking about everybody's holidays, and pretty much everybody goes through the same. I always say, Dr. James, we're a whole lot more alike than we often think we are. So it doesn't matter what your faith or your celebration.
You're so right about that. You're so right about that. We have so many things in common. We don't want to split hairs over the things that we don't have in common. But you're absolutely right. This applies. Let me just say that we're talking about holidays now, but these stress tips will help you throughout the year, not just your holiday season, because, we're all going to have to go to business dinners and things where we're sitting there with people who we know we would not necessarily choose to spend time with. You know, that's part of life. That's part of the adult experience.
Yes, it is. So your book, Freedom is Your Birthright. Tell us about the book and the essence of it.
Okay, so the book Freedom is Your Birthright, I want to tell you first, is a tiny, tiny book. It's what I call a tiny book because I really wanted it to be under 100 pages, and we just made it shy of 100 pages and because I wanted people to really read it from cover to cover, do the exercises in it, make it more of a pocket reference, because what I did in the book was to open the door to us accepting that we can create the life of our dreams, that we are free to do that. And you'd be surprised at the number of people who believe that they are just in the storm of life, not that they can create. And we may be in a storm, very well could be, because they come and go, but we can still create within that environment. In fact, it is our responsibility. We are free to create. So anything that we want to do with the things that are showing up in our lives, we are free to do that. So the book discloses all that and walks through the process of how we do that, how we get to know ourselves, and how we get to accept our freedom. And it's so funny because as I have teenagers, and my son read the book, and he said, before he read it, he said, Mom, we're not free to do anything we want to do. Like, if I wanted to do, I can't remember what an example was. I'm not free to do that. And so I was telling him, there's two separate types of freedom. There's the internal freedom, right? And then there's external freedom. And in this external world, well, we have to drive a certain speed limit. We have to drive on the correct side of the road. That is to prevent chaos so that we all stay safe and move in an orderly fashion. But there's an internal freedom that many of us don't exercise. And what I mean by that is that we just take for face value whatever somebody else says about the situation, and we say, okay, that's it. You lose your job. People say, losing your job is the worst thing in the world. And I would tell you, it's not the best thing in the world. I've lost one, and not the best feeling in the world. But we have the freedom to define that event. Even in the midst of all the pain and the heartache, and it's not there, and we have the freedom to define that. And what happens to our life when we relinquish that right and we let someone else define it for us, or we just, we don't make a declaration of what it means, it really has long-range effect on our life. So the book deals with that and how to really accept that, one, you are free to create your life, and two, you're obligated to create your life. You're obligated to do that. So it's a small little book, but the exercises are wonderful and very simplistic. It's really stuff that you already know, but you've probably forgotten.
yes, very true. And and thank you for, you would say it's a pocket reference book. You know, that makes so much sense, because I always tell people, when you're writing content for a blog or a copy or something else you're doing where you're trying to get attention, you know, it's a short attention span world. Not that people are stupid, but people have so many things competing for their attention, whether it's something visual, you know, everywhere there's some sound, something you're hearing over speakers where you're shopping, or TVs, everywhere. Everything's competing for your attention. And so something that stays nice and small and compact like that and gives you just what you need without a lot of filler, that's great, and that's useful, and thank you. All right, if I'm going to take just a minute here, too, to talk about a new sponsor I've got, and it's all about, you know, Dr. James, you may be like me. You know, you enjoy not just shopping for yourself, but dressing your husband as well, or men in your life.
Yes.
I love to for my husband, my brothers. Somebody says I just dress them up like they're, you know, like they're my Barbie dolls or something. But I enjoy doing it. Well, Mates in Style is a new menswear company out of Australia. And I used to have trouble when I shop. I'd find like they might have, just, you know, golf geek or, you know, urban thug wear. What's in the middle? You know, I need some regular guy stuff, not geek, not whatever, rock star or punk or anything. Well, they've got something for every type, and they've also got a pre-launch going on for launching their business, and they got lots of prizes and stuff and deals for you. So
the next game changer in the men's fashion industry might just be around the corner with the upcoming launch of Mates in Style, a new international gentleman's fashion boutique store that will offer comfortable and fashionable designer-crafted clothing, accessories, jewelry, watches, as well as health and lifestyle essentials for men, crafted by talented fashion artisans from various corners of the world. Mates in Style offers clothing and accessories for men of different shapes and sizes, from streetwear and enthusiasts, the hip-hop street artist, the corporate powerhouse, the prepster, the jock, the rock star, the adventurer, to the all-American throwback, and many others in between. Mates in Style is inspired by the latest trends in fashion, which will help any generation achieve their desired style and look. Visit the pre-launch site now at prelaunch.matesinstyle.com to be a part of this inspiring fashion innovation. prelaunch.matesinstyle.com.
All right, prelaunch.mates, as MATES, like they say in Australia, your mate, matesinstyle.com, and I'll be sharing that on all of my social media, as well as, I guess tonight, Dr. Dravon James. I will be sharing all of her social media, her website, drdravonjames.com. Her Twitter is at Dr. Dravon James. And Instagram is at Everyday Peace. But I'll also be sharing that on all of my social media for Madam Perry Salon, as well as my personal for Jennifer Perry, so that you'll be able to find. So if you're not where you can write it all down right now, but you want to make sure you don't forget it, I'll be sharing all of her social information and ways to get in touch with her. And can people also go to your website and find out how to book you for an event or a conference?
Absolutely. You can go right on my website, and that's www.drdravonjames.com. So drdravonjames.com, and right there you can fill out the form and invite me to be your next keynote speaker or a workshop, or you can find out about an event that I'm going to be at and come along to that one, whichever you like.
Oh, okay, great. You know, one of the I got two more things I definitely want to bring up to you. You're just going to have to come back. I'm going to run out of time, I know.
I would love to.
Good. One of my favorite things is that you were saying in one of your I think this is in one of your YouTube videos, is about when you're doing your work. And especially I think this is important for, actually, whether you're working for someone else or whether you, you know, work for yourself like I do. And like I said, I don't have the entire video, so folks, you have to go watch it for yourself, okay, and listen. But one of the things that I wrote this down, I did rewind and wrote it down. It says, you said, get excited about what you are going to provide for someone else.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Entertainment publicist. You know, I always want to, with my clients, people always say that, you're a brilliant client. Are all your clients brilliant? Well, yes, they are. And I'm proud of all of them. And get excited about them. And you were saying, you know, get excited about what you're going to do.
Absolutely. Because, you know, oftentimes, and I hear this all the time, and maybe you do too, people will shortchange their dreams. They will have 1,000 reasons why they're not going to do what they want to do. They don't know enough. They're still researching it. Somebody else started the business before they did. And what I always tell people is that no one will do anything quite the way that you do it. And there's enough room on this vast planet for everybody to do their, you know, the same thing, even if they wanted to, with their own flair. But you got to get excited about the lives that you are going to touch, because there are people who are only they can hear the same message from 7 different people, but when they hear it from you, your style, your finesse, whatever you bring to it, your passion, that is what grabs them. It's the message, but it's also the messenger. And so you have to get excited, because that person, that one person, you do it for every single individual, for that one person, that one life is so valuable. It's so and I don't care whether you do something like, you know, motivational speaking or radio program, or whether you do lawn care or a beauty salon, that one life that you touch, oh, my gosh. Oh, my, it is so amazing, because it has a ripple effect. They're excited by their experience with you. They carry that excitement, and it's just like a bumblebee dropping pollen, right? They drop a little of that excitement on the next person they touch, the next person they touch, and it's a quantum leap of growth. So you really have to get it makes me so excited just talking about it. It's just an amazing way to go through life.
Yeah, you made me think about it. Like when I listened to that, and I thought about the people that with whom I interact that make me feel that good. The people that work in the seafood area of the Publix grocery store where I shop, they ask, "Hey, where have you been?" You know, and I haven't lately or whatever. And then actually, I've got some secret handshakes with some of the people that work back in seafood. And my husband goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm having a secret handshake with these people." And
that's right.
Hey, look, these people provide stuff for me. They show me what's good. They tell me some deals that I might have missed. They go, "By the way, did you notice this over?" They know what I want, and they let me know if I missed a good sale and to check it out. Or my hairdresser, as soon as I walk in, she has got a look on her face that makes you feel like you're the celebrity, that just like she's just been waiting for you, and that's going to make her day. And actually, she does it to everybody, and that's fine too. But it makes me feel good, because I know that she sits you down and smiles, and it's like, I feel cared for. I think this is a good moment. So it doesn't matter whether you're wrapping up my shrimp or gonna do my it doesn't matter where you go. You know, if you walk in and you feel like, well, I'm on the road a lot. I don't know about you, but you know, when you're on the road and you travel, you'll find you'll go to certain maybe gas stations in certain areas. So if I go to a truck stop in South Carolina that I always go to because I get coffee and maybe buy a book on CDs, and as soon as you walk in, "Hey, how you doing? How you feeling?"
It makes a difference.
Like I'm a friend.
Yes.
You're right.
And if we go through the world, if we go through our day and realize, and of course we're not perfect, we all have our moments, right? But, you know, we need to be encouraged, and we're not running over with this enthusiasm. And that's okay, because there is allowances for that too. There's somebody coming along in your truth to swoop you right up and pick you up and help you get to the next level and dust you off so you could then pick yourself up and be great for the next person. But if we carry in that,
this excitement and just about what you do, just you. You bring that to everything. Oh, you'd be amazing. It makes you feel better, too. It makes you feel better. It does something for you and for the other person.
It does. And if I think that they look like they're not quite feeling up to par with them, I just tell them, hey, I'm glad to see you. I'll tell them first.
Yes.
Because I know everybody's got things they're going through and everybody's got stress. But, you know, speaking of next level, and I've only got about 4.5 minutes with you. And like I said, please, please, please come back because I've got so much more to talk to you about. But I put up a video I found. It was a video of you playing on an episode of the HBO series The Wire, where you play two different characters.
I do.
You play sisters. And I put that on Facebook today. And how cool is that?
Right? Amazing. And that is my biggest role today. In fact, that made people realize, my mom especially, just, oh my gosh, you are an actress. So I do like, you know, little roles here and there and independent films, a lot of theater. So when people saw that that I played two roles for HBO, people who have known me for years called me and said, oh my goodness. So that was really cool. And that to me goes right hand in hand with creating the life that you want. You can do this.
Yeah.
You deserve to do this. You deserve it. Don't sell yourself short on anything.
And, you know, I love people who lead by example, which is exactly what you did. You know, you have family, you have a career in medicine, you are a motivational speaker and author, and you said you are, and it said in the bio that you had also had theatrical aspirations. And, lady, you did it, too. And the thing is, when I first clicked the reel, you play the first character, it's like, okay, when is she going to walk in? Oh, that is her. You know, because the character, and then the other sister, like, you're so different. I thought, okay, this really is an actress. Because I kept thinking, okay, was she going to walk into the scene? Oh.
And I'm like, that's her.
Like, they're going, wow.
Yeah. And you know, and I tell people all the time, whatever you want to create in your life, get intentional about creating it. And don't talk yourself out of it.
All right. Get intentional about creating what you want in your life. And don't talk yourself out of it.
Don't talk yourself out. Remember, your voice is the most important voice that you will ever hear. 1,000 people will tell you that you can't do something. It doesn't matter until you say you can't do it. When you say that, you have to agree with them. And don't ever agree with them. If you want to do it, you can do it. You may have to take another class. You may have to, who knows, but you can do it. It will happen for you.
That is... And that sounds like a beautiful truth, not a challenge, but just a statement of truth. And I am just so grateful that you've been here. And folks, don't forget, Dr. Drayvon James, her book is called Freedom Is Your Birthright. She's the founder of Everyday Peace, a platform where she helps inspire lives of their dreams. I'm going to be sharing all of her social media on mine. And in 2019, I hope she'll be here again. Dr. James, thank you so much. I would ask if you had a parting word, but you've given us so much wisdom and so much to listen to and absorb and to be uplifted by. And I'm just grateful.
Thank you.
And
thank you for having me.
A delight. An absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
I am just going to say... thank you so much. I wish you and your family and all your loved ones the
goodbye, Luda. 3 million.